Hare Krishna. A happy good morning, everybody, on this Saturday in our winter Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram Mandir. We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 10, Text 16. The chapter is called The Pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. And before chanting, we remind ourselves that we are here for a transcendental purpose. We are reading and hearing and discussing for the pleasure of Krishna by chanting the 12 syllable mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Badho dadhaura gubatir vividadri kutai. Setum kapindra kara kampita buruhangai. Setum kapindra kara buruhangai. Sugriva nila hanumat pramukhair anikair.
Sugriva nila hanumat pramukhair.
Lankam vibhishana drisha vishad agra dagdha. Badva. After constructing Udadhau in the water of the ocean, Raghupati, Lord Ramachandra, Vivida, varieties of Adrikutai, with peaks of great mountains. Setum, a bridge. Kapi Indra, of powerful monkeys. Karakampita, moved by the great hands. Bhuruha Angai, with the trees and plants. Sugriva, Sugriva, Nila, Nila, Hanumat, Hanuman, Pramukhai, led by Anikai, with such soldiers. Lankam, Lanka, the kingdom of Ravana. Vibhishana Drisha, by the direction of Vibhishana, the brother of Ravana. Avishad, entered Agradagdham, which was previously burned by the monkey soldier Hanuman. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami said, after constructing a bridge over the ocean by throwing into the water the peaks of mountains whose trees and other vegetation had been shaken by the hands of great monkeys, Lord Ramachandra went to Lanka to release Sita Devi from the clutches of Ravana. With the direction and help of Vibhishana, Ravana's brother, the Lord, along with the monkey soldiers headed by Sugriva, Nila and Hanuman, entered Ravana's kingdom, Lanka, which had previously been burnt by Hanuman. Pervert. Great mountain peaks covered with trees and plants were thrown into the sea by the monkey soldiers and began to float by the supreme will of the Lord. By the supreme will of the Lord, many great planets float weightlessly in space like swabs of cotton. So our Earth is like a swab of cotton. Earth is like a swab of cotton. Floating. Huh? If this is possible, why should great mountain peaks not be able to float on water? It's easier, right? This is the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything and everything he likes because he's not under the control of the material nature. Indeed, material nature is controlled by him. Mayadyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Only under his direction does prakriti or material nature work. Similar information is given in the Brahma Samhita 552. It's a verse about the sun. Yasya gaya brahmati sambrita kala chakro govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. Describing how material nature works, the Brahma Samhita says that the sun moves as desired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Agya, by his order, instruction. Consequently, for Lord Ramachandra to construct a bridge over the Indian Ocean with the help of monkey soldiers who threw great mountain peaks into the water, so all three are very wonderful, right? First, a bridge over the ocean. Second, with the help of monkey soldiers. Just get monkeys to cooperate, you know? Even today in the morning, there was a huge monkey rushing into Prabhupada Samadhi, running away from our chokidar. It streaked through. I'm sorry, Vanchakalparubhish, I managed to kick it once, but still ran through and ran out on the other side. Of course, it's not the same monkey. These are not really monkeys, but like monkeys. But it's wonderful, isn't it? First, the ocean, bridge over the ocean. Second, monkeys. And third, bridge over the Indian Ocean with the help of monkey soldiers who threw great mountain peaks. Have you seen mountain peaks? Big mountain peaks. So they were thrown into the ocean. But all of this is not at all wonderful. This is not at all wonderful. So these wonderful things are not at all wonderful. It is wonderful only in the sense that it has kept the name and fame of Lord Ramachandra eternally celebrated. So it's not wonderful in the sense of impossible, although it's impossible, but it's wonderful in the sense that it glorifies Ramachandra, and this is good. It's wonderful in the sense it's good. In that sense, it's wonderful. It's not wonderful in the sense that it's impossible for him. Maybe impossible for me, maybe impossible for you, but for him, easy. Badho dadho ragupatir vividadrikotai setum kapindra karakambita buruhangai sugriva nila hanumat pramukhai ranikhai lankam vibhishana drisha vishat agradagdham. Shukadeva Goswami said, after constructing a bridge over the ocean by throwing into the water the peaks of mountains whose trees and other vegetation had been shaken by the hands of great monkeys, Lord Ramachandra went to Lanka to release Sita Devi from the clutches of Ravana. With the direction and help of Vibhishana, Ravana's brother, the Lord, along with the monkey soldiers, headed by Sugriva, Nila, and Hanuman, entered Ravana's kingdom, Lanka, which had previously been burned by Hanuman. Hare Krishna. Om Agnati Marandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Manitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah.
Yasya prasatadagyopi sadhya sarvagyatam rajayat sashri chatanya devo me bhagavan sampridhasidhatu. This Madhya 1:1. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be merciful unto me. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Shri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja Madhupebhyo Namo Namat Kathanchida Shayadhi Shamshapitad Ganda Bhagavet. My respectful obeisances to all the devotees of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are like honeybees. Even a dog taking shelter of honeybee-like devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, drinking honey from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, will also get a share of that honey. Tam Shrimat Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vande Jagat Gurum Yasyanukam Payashvapi Mahabdim Tatsar Santarit Sukham. My respectful obeisances to Jagat Guru Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By His grace, even a little dog can cross a great ocean very happily and easily. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The Lord is wonderful. Krishna is wonderful. And one of the most wonderful qualities of the Lord is His mercy. This is a quality that's very attractive to all the devotees. This was the Bhakti Shastri exam administered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He passed the South Indian Brahmana from Kurukshetra who didn't know all the verses properly. So on shlokas he was not 100%. You have, you know, to pass the Bhakti Shastri, Prabhupada wanted us to have to know shlokas, the verses. I just heard a couple days ago, Burjan Prabhu, who was in Japan, when Srila Prabhupada came there, says that Srila Prabhupada started this system of chanting Sanskrit before the class. And when he saw that some devotees don't know how to chant the Sanskrit verses, he was unhappy. He said, look, I'm trying to do this. You know, he's staying up nights. And you don't take care to even read it. You don't even read it. Prabhupada actually puts it in the preface. Yeah? The reading matter is so arranged with the original Sanskrit text, its English transliteration. So he puts this as two separate things. The Devanagari and the transliteration. Yeah? Synonyms, translation and purports, so that one is sure to become a God-realized soul at the end of finishing the first 9 cantos. Do you want to be a God-realized soul? Here's an easy path. But we have to read everything, right? So he says, Prabhupada then had the whole temple chant the Sanskrit carefully, and he was coaching everybody how to pronounce. And Brijan Prabhu says he still can remember many of those verses from Canto 2 that they were chanting with Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada has provided us a beautiful method. But even if somebody doesn't know all the verses like that Kurukshetra Brahmana, any one of you has been to Kurukshetra? You have been. Nice. It's a nice place. Yeah. Just last year I figured out what it meant that he couldn't read, because he held the book in his hands. He was reading something, but people were laughing at him. So I think this is because of the custom. Like our Goswamis would write the commentaries, like, for example, this is Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. They would write their commentaries in the Bengali script. So every state, every part, every kingdom of India would write in their local script. If you go to Tamil Nadu, you will see they have these small Gitas in Tamil. Yeah? Here we have them in Devanagari, in Bengal you have in Bengali. Yeah? But there it will be in Tamil. But Tamil script is a very economical script. They are very sparing, they are very economical. They use one letter to denote four sounds. They are very, very sparing with the letters. So, pa, bha, pa, pa, ba, bha are all one letter. They are written, so that's why you can sometimes read somewhat funny names. Tamotara, Tamotara. That's because it's all one letter in Tamil. So, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, that would be Bhagavad Gita, it would be the same, written in the same way. So, I understand. So, in other words, unless you know Sanskrit, unless you know what it means, you can't really read it. Like here in Devanagari or in English transliteration, even if you don't know, if you go slow, you can read it. But if you have it in Tamil, if you don't know Sanskrit, if you don't really know what it says, you will make many mistakes. So I figure that's what happened. In other words, he could read Tamil, otherwise why would he keep the Gita in his hands? He could read Tamil, but he didn't know Sanskrit, so he was reading something right, something wrong. Maybe some famous ones like Sarva Dharman Paritya Jamame Kam Sharanam Raja. Maybe that he could read, but some more rare ones, maybe he was mispronouncing. So people were laughing, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a Bhakti Shastri diploma forever. Why? He was crying, yes. So that's a fancy idea for Bhakti Shastri exams. We can bring a person with a measuring cup and see how many tears you cry when we show you the cover of the Bhagavad Gita. So you have to cry at least one tear. If you cry five, you get 100%. 5 out of 5, I guess, right? So, and it is explained what was moving this Kurukshetra Brahmana, what was moving the heart. So tears is one of the five ingredients of rasa. It's called sattvika vikara. That's an ecstasy. An ecstasy, one of the 8 transformations of the body. So when love of Godhead comes in touch with the water element in your body, you cry. That's sattvika vikara bhava. It's one of the 5 ecstasies, components of the recipe of rasa. So he was in ecstasy. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, why are you crying? So he said, well, I'm just seeing how Krishna is serving as Arjuna, as his devotee's driver, chauffeur. He was a driver of his devotee. And I think how, and then I'm just thinking how merciful our Lord is, how kind our Lord is. And I can't help but cry. I cannot stop my tears. So, you know, he didn't squeeze the tears, you know. He didn't, like, for me to cry, I need a little chili, you know. If I rubbed chili in my hand, then I could give a class and then touch my ear or something. You know? There are some things that can help, you know, facilitate this. That's my only way how, without bhava, how I can cry, right? Or some other, like, actors. I understand they are trained in some imagination to help them cry. But this Kurukshetra Brahmana, who got Bhakti Shastri diploma from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, the Supreme Lord, himself, he got this diploma for crying when he was meditating on kindness of Krishna to his devotees. So Krishna is wonderful, God is wonderful, and one of the most dear qualities that are the most wonderful is how merciful he is. So different, here we have Lord Ramachandra. This is a very dramatic story. Ramayana, super famous. It's famous all over the world, actually. I remember I was in a school, something like fourth, maybe grade, and my friend, classmate, we were, two of us were avid readers. We liked to read a lot. So he brought me a little book. It was written for children. Prince Rama. Prince Rama in Ukrainian. It was thin but big with illustrations. Prince Rama. Translated in Ukrainian many years ago. I remember I read it. And in the school we were trained to write a reader's journal. Were you instructed to have a reader's journal? Yeah, to like write a little review what you have read. So I remember, I probably should go find it. I wrote, "This Prince Rama is good, but I think he is too strict in following the rules." You know, as a I don't know, 10 or 12 year old boy, and that was my impression. You know, if he just didn't obey his father, everything would be good, no? Which probably is wrong. But thing is, I was moved. I had to think about it. I could not react. So whether you are a devotee or not a devotee, you will have to react to this story. It's a very striking story of Lord Ramachandra. So, Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur says that different avatars manifest different opulences of the Lord. He says that Lord Ramachandra, actually it's, shall we play a game? Play a game? You want to guess which qualities are displayed by which avatars? So you have six opulences. Aishwaryasya samagrasya, viryasya, yashasa, shriya. Jnana vaira gayoshchaiva, shanna bhaga intingana. So Bhagavan has six opulences. What are the six opulences?
Wealth,
strength,
beauty,
knowledge,
renunciation,
fame. Yeah. Okay, so out of these six, which do you think Lord Ramachandra manifests? Is it renunciation?
Fame.
Yeah, Dasya Prema and Govinda Bhashya. Yeah, fame. That's what Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur says, fame. So you can see, he's famous. Everybody has heard something. At least you have heard about the butter Rama. Even butter is called Rama in Europe. Strangely enough, but I mean, not strangely, but they were trying to decide to call it Kali or Rama, and they decided to call it Rama. So Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur says that Nrisimha, Parashuram, Kalki, and the Purushavatars who create Mahavishnu, Karandakashai Vishnu, Garbhadakashai Vishnu, and Kshirodakashai Vishnu, who is in the heart of some people who don't have, if you don't have Radha Shyama Sundar and Sitaram, then it's probably Kshirodakashai Vishnu you have in the heart. That's the Paramatma in the heart. So they manifest Aishwarya. They manifest Aishwaryasya Prakashaka, the power of the Lord. Narada, Vyasa, Varaha, and Buddha. Lord Buddha, Narada, Vyasadev, Varahadev, and Buddha show, you will never guess, Dharma. Dharma Pradarshaka, because they preach various paths of Dharma. Srila Prabhupada says they are empowered with the special, they have the special power to
invoke faith, to create faith. Rama, Dhanvantari, Yagya, and Prithu display fame. So Lord Ramachandra, fame, as you correctly identified, that's fame. There is a shloka in Canto 2 saying that Dhanvantari can remove disease just by his fame. He's the founder of Ayurveda, Dhanvantari. Balaram, Mohini, and Vamana display beauty. Yes. Matsya, the Kumaras, and Kapila display
knowledge.
Correct. Which should be given, should be known by the wise. Yeah, Kapila Shiksha, Sankhya, Kumaras, Matsya. Matsya, he was holding knowledge in the boat and talking to Satyavrata. Naranarayan, Kurma, and Rishabha. Naranarayan, Kurma, and Rishabha display renunciation. Yes, Vairagya. Krishna is the great ocean of complete sweetness and complete display of the six Aishwaryas mentioned in the other forms above. He contains all avatars within himself and is the possessor of all Shaktis. Shri Radha Krishna Ki Jai. So Bhagavatam describes all the aspects, all the forms. Bhagavatam describes our wonderful Lord. So here we have the story of Ramachandra, Canto 9. So a few days ago we were hearing how Bhagavatam is Krishna, and how Bhagavatam, each canto of the Bhagavatam is equivalent to a part of Krishna. So Canto 1 and 2 are the lotus feet. 3 and 4 are the knees and thighs of Krishna. Canto 5 is Krishna's belly. Canto 6 is Krishna's chest and heart. Canto 7 and 8, Narisimha Lila and the Manvantaras, that's his powerful arms and hands. Yes. And Canto 9 is Krishna's neck. And then 10 is his smile. 11 is his super intelligent forehead. You have Uddhava Gita. And 12 is his crown and hair, the top of his head. So Padma Purana describes, quoted by Jiva Goswami, Bhagavatam is the body of Krishna. So when we read the Bhagavatam, we can approach Krishna, and meditating on the Bhagavatam is meditating on Krishna, Krishna's form, the wonderful form of Krishna, with his wonderful qualities, as Srila Prabhupada writes. So Krishna is wonderful. So here in this verse we have the army of monkeys. Doing several wonderful things. So first they break off the peaks of mountains. That in itself is quite amazing. It says that the trees are shaken, but at least they stay on top. And then they throw them in the water. And then another amazing thing happens. When these rocks are thrown in the water, they float. They do not drown. They form a bridge to cross the ocean. Setu. So the whole Veda, all the Vedic literatures, are also called Setu. Setu means a bridge. This material world frequently is compared to an ocean. Samsara dukkam ati dustaram
Uttitirshur. So Bhagavatam is the best method for the best boat to cross the ocean of misery, samsara, of birth and death in this material world. So this is the ocean. But dharma, Bhagavata dharma, Srimad Bhagavatam, bhakti, pure bhakti, kevala bhakti, is the most amazing means of crossing to the other side. Dharma is called setu or bridge, and Bhagavatam itself calls Krishna Katha a boat, and it's a very highly technological boat. It's a super high tech. As soon as you enter the boat of Krishna Katha, if you properly board the boat, if you board this boat, you don't have to move. It's very, very special boat. If you board the boat of Bhagavatam, the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's not that the boat moves, but Govatsa Padam, Mahat Kritena. So this ocean shrinks to the size of a calf hoofprint, and you are on the other side. So as soon as you enter, you're already on the other side. It's very high tech. I think it's, if some of you are seasick, you know, if you don't like going in boats, no worries. You just enter, you're there. This is a very special glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is one of the five most powerful methods. The Nectar of Devotion gives 64 bhakti angas. And five of them are repeated more than once. Five of them are Duruhad Bhuta Viryasmin, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. You cannot even describe how powerful they are. Because sometimes we have doubts. We think that, okay, bhakti is powerful, yes, but my heart is very dirty. And the obstacles are very difficult. And the ocean is very big. Yes? But no, you cannot even describe. Even small sambandha, small touch of these five processes can give you bhava. Just a few months ago, one very kind devotee, Jose, was driving me in the New York City, and he, yeah, you know Jose, right? So he said how he joined. He's Jose only because he wanted to be a disciple of the spiritual master who has only three or four disciples. He doesn't, somehow he's not very willing to give many initiations, so that's why he's still Jose. Maybe, anyway, maybe he will get finally an initiation from Kandamakanana Maharaj, I don't know. Otherwise, he's a devotee for 30 years. But how did he join? He says he saw devotees entering the temple, and he entered the temple, and he saw the deities in the temple. He saw the deities in the temple, and his heart was so captured that he never went home. He just entered it from the street. He entered the temple, he saw the deities, and he stayed forever. So I told him I will tell his story in the class as an illustration of the power of archana, deity worship. As he's described, the smallest touch, anybody, the smallest touch of this method can move your heart, and very quickly, doesn't matter who you are, very quickly can put you on the path to the spiritual world. So that's one, archana, yeah? Deity worship. Shimurtira Shradaya Sevan in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So That's one of the five. Another is Vrindavan. I think we have a few devotees who joined in Vrindavan. Kadambakanna Maharaj, I think, joined in Vrindavan. Isn't it? He came to Vrindavan, he joined in Vrindavan. Radhanath Maharaj, I think also something very similar. He accidentally was dropped off in Vrindavan and basically he became a devotee from coming in touch with Sri Vrindavan Dham. So that's a very special power of Sri Vrindavan. Vrindavan is super powerful. We have one transcendental madman in our sampradaya, Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, Gopal Bhatta Goswami's uncle. We have the six Goswamis on the altar, so Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he is, I understand, the one on the right, the rightmost, right? No, he's on the left. Sanadana, anyway, he's there. So Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, his uncle, and he's further, little, 2 minutes further from our ISKCON Goshala. That's where his samadhi is, where he lived, Kaliagat. So he says, in one of the 17 volumes of his Vrindavan Mahimamrita, the nectar of glories of Sri Vrindavan, he says, Asmindu staragora sansriditara tapatrayena nishan. He says, Bhatastvam klishito syativa namanak prapnoshi sandukshanam. He says, oh brother. He's a sannyasi who has to say brother. He doesn't say sister, but he means brother and sister, right? We are all here, purushas, in this material world. Purusha biman, everybody has it. He says, oh brother, are you trapped in the jungle of the banyan tree of this material world? Are you lost in this banyan? Are you unable to find namana, even small relief from your suffering, from the threefold miseries? Are you being cooked in this world? Do you feel the fire of the threefold tritapa, tapa trayena? Day and night. Daytime one type, nighttime another type of suffering. Can't sleep or have nightmares or whatever. Then he says, us are you unable to find relief? Naikam sadhanam asti. Can't you find even one sadhana, even one method to find relief from all the shastra? Shastras give so many wonderful methods. So are you unable to find even one sadhana to find relief from your miseries? You have so many instructions and then still you are unable to find relief. So he says, Pyantas chintayata hare priyatanur vindata visakina. He says, don't worry. Just meditate on the trees of Vrindavan, Vrindatavi Tanu, which are very dear to Lord Krishna. He says some other things. He says, if you hear chirping of the birds in Vrindavan, what use for you to hear any other Vedic hymns? And if you call the names of Vrindavan trees, like, what is this tree? What is this tree? what use is there for you to chant any other Vedic mantras? Bas, finished. All achieved. Of course, that's all ecstatic to show the power of Dham Seva, Sri Vrindavan Dham, Dham Seva. Then, so these are two. Murti, Shimurti, then Vrindavan Dham, then we have Namakirtan. Okay, Namakirtan, so it's infinite infinite power. So many infinite verses are there in the Shastra to glorify the holy name. And if you are honest and pure, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says in his treatise on the holy name, 6 to 10, if you chant properly, then you pass, your path to the spiritual world is of two, consists of two steps. The staircase to the spiritual world is just two steps. Step one, you chant Hare Krishna, you chant the holy name. Step two, you are in the spiritual world. Nice, huh? Then he says, if you chant with offenses, then you need to follow the 14 steps that he describes in Canto 1, which are the same 9 steps: Shraddha, Sadhusanga, Bhajana Kriya. Then? That, oh yeah, you know the Sanskrit from here, yeah. But after Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, then Nishta, being steady, and then Ruchi, taste, appreciation, and then Asakti, strong attachment and eagerness, desire, longing, and then Bhava, success, and then Prema, love. So she, Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur adds a few before and in between and after to make it 14. So he says you go through these 14 steps, and he explains them very clearly. So in the second canto, these verses where he gives the science, the real treatise, it's a, like a dissertation on the holy name, 6 to 9. So these 6 to 9 and 10, stena sura pamitra druk brahmaha brahmaha guru talpaga stri raja pitri gohanta yecha patakino pare. It says that whatever anyasham apyagavatam idam eva sunishkritam, this is the best method for everybody, for all sinners, any sin, stena, thieves, Surava, drunkards, Mitradruk, betrayal, Guru Talpaga, I don't want to even translate this, Brahmaha, killer of Brahmanas, then killer of women, cows, parents, and kings, righteous kings. And whoever else is super sinful, then for all of them, this is the best method. The best method. Why? Nama viharanam vishnor yatastad vishayamati. This is the best method. Why? Because if you chant the name of Krishna, yatastad vishayamati, then the object of your name, like we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He thinks, oh, he has chanted my name. I can't forget him. I must think of him. Yeah? I will think, Shubha Krishna Prabhu, I will never forget you, says Krishna. Yeah? Adi Purana says that if you chant the name of Krishna, Krishna keeps your name in his heart forever. He's so kind. That's Krishna. So the power of this method is not just even in your qualification, but in Krishna's kindness. You attract Krishna's attention, and then it's finished. I mean, if you chant nicely. In this last year, I've started somewhat controversially speaking one sort of a statement, saying that if you chant Hare Krishna, you will have bread and butter. anyway, you chant Hare Krishna in any way, you will have what to eat. You will have water to drink, some kind of water, you will have air, some kind of air to breathe, and you will have what to eat. You will survive. You do some yajna, you will get something to eat. But if you want a cheese, a paneer pakora, or cheese pizza with extra topping, you have to chant nicely. Means you chant and be nice to other Vaishnavas. Be nice to everybody. And be nice to Krishna also. Then the advancement, that's anartha nivritti. That's the quick progress of endless chanting. But Lord Ramachandra, when Vibhishan approached him, mentioned here, he approached Lord Ramachandra, and some devotees didn't trust him. So it's quoted in our Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's called the Charama Shloka of Ramayana, the ultimate blessing shloka from Sri Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana. Sakrit eva prapanno yastava smidichaya chate abhayam sarvadatasmai dadam yetad vratam mama. Lord Ramachandra says, no, let him in, bring him here, because even if one time somebody approaches me, prapanno, yes, and says, tavasmiti, tavasmi, I am yours. Oh Krishna, I am yours. I am yours. I take a vow, vrata, vratam mama, I promise. And you see, Lord Ramachandra, has he proven he keeps his promises? I promise, he says, I take a vow. Forever, I will give him abhayam, fearlessness and protection. Forever. One time, you say, I'm yours. Krishna, I'm yours. Well, Rama, I'm yours. Well, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. I'm yours. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So merciful, wonderful, kind Krishna, ki jai. Srila Prabhupada, ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam, ki jai. Okay, so time is flying. Any questions or comments or doubts? Hare Krishna. Karabhajan Prabhu always has a question. He does. Those who chant it. If they chant it, he remembers.
Whether sincerely or just jokingly or anything.
So there are different kinds of namabhas. So there is hello namabhas, stoba namabhas, there is joking namabhas. Like, I can ask you, who was making fun of Hare Krishnas before you became a devotee? Any of you making fun? Like chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, yeah? Yeah? Look, here you are. Krishna didn't forget you. I also was thought, these Hare Krishnas. And then Krishna didn't forget. And he helped to become more serious. So it depends on the sincerity and feeling, but at least Krishna will give you another chance. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So other avatars, they kill demons physically. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kills the demonic mentality. So we see so many stories are there. Even people who were harassing devotees or attacking devotees, attacking book distributors, ripping books, stomping on the books, and then sometime later they become devotees. See, doing such demoniac thing, and then they still become purified. It's like fire, you know, you touch anyway, it burns. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is extremely powerful, but it does depend on our mood and sincerity, and by being focused, you can make your path straight and speedy and quick. So if you set a transcendental goal, if you say, yes, I want the ultimate truth, I want Goloka Vrindavan, and I want Krishna Prema, Radha Krishna Prema, then your path is straight. That's honest bhakti. This is honest bhakti, and this is the best progress, quickest progress. But if you want something else, if our goal is something else, it's called Pratibimba Namabhas. I want there, Krishna is there, and I'm attracted to some bright reflection. So then it's slow, very slow. And Anartanivritti means we put Krishna as our goal again and again, Krishna and Krishna, love of Krishna as our purpose. Again, 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 and then we move straight towards Krishna. Krishna will not force you. He will let you take your time, as much time as you want. Can be one life, can be 100 lifetimes. Baho janma kori yadi shavana kirtana, tabuto na paya Krishna pade premadana. We can chant for thousands of lives. But if we consistently refuse, okay, Krishna will let us take our time. So that's why we read the Bhagavatam, associate with devotees, so that we come to the temple and Vrindavanam, so that we can remove all these unnecessary or secondary useless anartha. Anartha means useless. Useless goals. Okay? Yes. Yes, yes. I just heard Bhajan Prabhu's My Glorious Master. He was quoting Srila Prabhupada. There was some article about devotees. Was it Australia, I think? So Prabhupada said, when they say Krishna is bad, it's good. Saying Krishna is bad is very good. I mean, it's not the best, but at least they say Krishna. And when they say Krishna, they become purified. And they say 100 times, and then lo and behold, then after, like there was one devotee who was ripping books. And then one time, he was targeting, hunting, chasing devotees. And then he found a sweet luglu. For some reason, they call it fruit laddu nowadays in Vrindavan. But I don't know, previously it was called luglu, no? So, we have Mahaprasad fruit laddu. Just go and say fruit laddu. It's one of the nice sweets they have. So he tried it, and he found it very nice. So he thought, weird people, weird books, good sweets. Then he found the devotee, a book distributor next time. He said, do you have some of those sweets? He said, oh yeah, sure. Those days they had, they were always sent with sweets. These luglus, famous New York luglus, I think they were. And so he gave him some of these sweets and said, but this is nothing. You come to our temple, we have the whole feast. He said, oh really? Okay. So he came, and true, very weird people, very weird books, but very good food. So he came a few times, and then he felt awkward, embarrassed, because there was also a lecture, and he's coming just to eat. So he decided, okay, let me just, you know, go to the lecture for a few minutes. So he went to the lecture, and he was surprised. It was very rational and reasonable, all logical. So after a few times he thought, very weird people, but good food and good philosophy. And then sometime later, he kept eating, kept coming, and then he thought, good food, good philosophy, very good people. And he became a devotee. Hare Krishna. So, got another favor? Please speak in the mic. Because especially here, as people who are behind the speakers, I was sitting there, I found you can't hear clearly.
So my question is that many of us, and including me, we don't believe completely everything about Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we hear some stories from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Srimad Bhagavatam. We say, is it really true? Is it really like that? So my question is, but still we like to remain chanting Hare Krishna. We believe other things, but some different things we find difficult. And this is one question. The second question is, you say that this work of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, just you, when you come on the boat, you already reached. So I don't understand the analogy, because many devotees hear the Bhagavatam and still they are deviated from the path of Krishna consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks contradictory.
Okay. So that's regarding the boat of Bhagavatam. This is from, there are many verses like this in the Bhagavatam, but one of them is 12.4.40 or 41. it's the Sansara Dustaram Sansara Mati Dustaram Utti Tirshar. And then it says, for those who want to cross this very challenging ocean of misery of samsara, Nanya Plavena, there is no other boat. Bhagavata Purushottamasya Lila Katha Rasa Nishevanam Antarena. There is no better boat than Lila Katha Rasa Nishevana, than regularly relishing the taste rasa of Lila Katha. So, if you go to a French restaurant, there is a procedure. They bring you, maybe it's not very, vegetarian and in line with the four agultur principles, but they have a procedure. They give you to smell the stopper, and then they bring you something which we don't mention, and then they bring you something else, and there's a certain order. And when you don't follow, the waiter thinks you don't know how to really enjoy. He thinks that's the real way to enjoy, right? To get the full benefit of pleasure from this. So here also it says Lila Katha Rasa Nishevanam. We have to relish the rasa, and that means, you see, we have the nine cantos describing all the aspects, how to gradually. So Bhagavatam is the sun, Bhagavatam is a lamp, Bhagavatam is a fruit of rasa, Bhagavatam is Mohini. So to the demons who come with dishonest intentions, he's Mohini, attractive but cheating. Attractive but cheating, Mayavadis especially. Attractive but cheating. Some, he just gives some lamp, just to see, you are spirit. To others, he's like the sun. But to those who are really following the right procedure, then it's the amazing fruit. The amazing fruit, which is just rasa. So that also, Bhagavatam is extremely powerful. Any connection is very helpful. But we see that in the preface, Srila Prabhupada says, systematically, from first canto to the tenth canto, with the Sanskrit, with the proper understanding, hopefully under the guidance. Like I frequently say that these are my nine, in my memory, these are my nine best years when in the VIH, under the guidance of Srimati Narayani Mataji and Burijan Prabhu, we were going systematically through the whole Bhagavatam, nine semesters, first canto through the 12th canto. That was, even it was like 3 months a year, but it gave me juice for the rest of my year. I miss it a lot. I really hope you continue with Bhakti Saraboma. So, it's the medicine. Like, for example, there are some vitamins. Vitamin A, I think E also. It's considered an important vitamin. But if your food is 100% fat-free, this vitamin is not metabolized, or B12. You need like 40 factors for this vitamin to be metabolized and assimilated. So the vitamins are there, the vitamin is here, rasayana is here, but we also have to follow the process, mahajanoyena gatasa panta, mahatkritena, so we follow the process of mahajans to get the full benefit quickly and properly. So Prabhupada says, the medicine and the diet. Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Merciful Krishna ki jai. Shri Radha Shyama Sundar ki jai.